money she had earned picking and selling wild grapes. She began with short stories based on her childhood days in Manchester. After Surly Tim's Trouble premiered in Scribner's magazine in 1872, publishers pursued Frances, and one successful story led to another. Frances married Dr. Swan M. Burnett in 1873, and they had two sons. They travelled extensively throughout Europe and subsequently took up residence in Washington, D.C. Later in life, reporters criticised her lifestyle and turned public sentiment against her, despite her attempts to stay out of the public eye. Frances Hodgson Burnett died October 29, 1924, at the age of 74. Chapter 1. There is no one left. When Mary Lennox was sent to Misselthwaite Manor to live with her uncle, everybody said she was the most disagreeable-looking child ever seen. It was true, too. She had a little thin face and a little thin body, thin light hair and a sour expression. Her hair was yellow, and her face was yellow, because she had been born in India and had always been ill in one way or another. Her father had held a position under the English government and had always